Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
It's funny time. It's funny time. It's crazy time. Everybody get ready to lay up. Because it's the NSF Comedy Hour. Meow. Yeah. Everybody, we are in the house. We are in the house. Hey, Akuyu Jama. Huh? Achaka Aliyah. Hey, Abari Gunny. To my brothers and sisters in the African land, how you doing? Huh? Everybody, Yako. All right. Uh-huh. Zembe. Okay, so what's up? We got another one for you. It is Kwanzaa in America and across the nation and across the world. It is that time of the harvest. What's going on and keeping it real? Yes, it is cold outside in most of the atmospheres. And don't forget, it is 1 minute past the hour. Okay, we are just trying to get it going, keeping it real 100 for you. And let you know that we have a great show. So today we're talking about Kwanzaa and black comedy. We're keeping it real on 100%, keeping it African, keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping the music or keeping it live for you. So with that being said, let's get some music on.
Question. Happy holidays, first of all, to everyone. Happy holidays. Let me ask you guys a question. Maybe you guys might know the answer, maybe you don't. Is Kwanzaa ever really going to pick up? Should we just forget about Kwanzaa or just keep it that? We should just give it a wrap, right? It's not going to happen.
No.
Because we've been pushing Kwanzaa for, what, 30-something years now?
Ramadan.
It's not going to happen. Kwanzaa, we should... Does anyone know what Kwanzaa is or what we celebrate?
Yeah.
No. You don't have to give away for Kwanzaa as gifts? Did you guys know what they give away for Kwanzaa? Compliments. Yeah, don't give real presents, just give compliments away. What 8-year-old you know what's a compliment for a present? What'd you get, man? I got me some pride and some confidence and some joy. What'd you get? I got an Xbox 360. There's low self-esteem to go with that, but I'm good. Yeah, I'm playing all day. You know what? You know why Kwanzaa's not going to pick up? I'm going to tell you why Kwanzaa's not going to take off at all. Kwanzaa doesn't signify anything. Nobody celebrates Kwanzaa. They don't have a church established to it. There's no government. And there's no furry creature at Kwanzaa. There's no Kwanzaa clause or a menorah go with Kwanzaa. There's nothing like that. You don't want to see some dude in a throwback jersey with cornrows in front like, yo, son, what's up? Happy Kwanzaa, kid. Got them compliments in my bag, yo. Got all them compliments. I got pride. How do you re-gift Kwanzaa gifts anyway? Can you re-gift the... Hey, what'd you get? Pride. Man, I gave you that last year. He always give me the same thing every year. Pride. And you know what you got to do for Kwanzaa? The last day? Got to make a gift. You have to make a gift. Like you're in third grade. Ma, look what I got you. Some macaroni bracelets. That's great, honey. Got a Tiffany bracelet for my boyfriend, though. This is nice. Diamonds and everything. Go along with your Kwanzaa. I can boil this.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Now, can you do me a favor? Can you give it up for applause?
You
Oh, man, you know who messed Christmas up for me, man? My dad. He played too much. I was 6 years old, right? Still young, still innocent, still believed in Santa Claus. And the week before Christmas, I couldn't sleep at night, tossing and turning. And finally, Christmas Eve night comes, so I try to go to bed. I'm up all night. So 6 o'clock in the morning rolls around. My dad walks into my room. He's like, son, Santa Claus ain't making this year. I jump out of bed. I run downstairs. I'm like, I see all, there was nothing under the tree. So I run back upstairs. I wake mama up. I'm like, mama, Santa Claus ain't making this year. Is Santa Claus racist? I want to call my white friends. I bet they got toys. I don't like Christmas no more. I want to be an atheist. Now, the whole time I'm crying, my dad is downstairs putting all the gifts back under the tree. He's talking about, Jay, come back downstairs. So I run downstairs and I see all the gifts. I lose my mind again. I'm like, I'm sorry, Santa Claus. I didn't mean to call you a racist. Please forgive me, Santa Claus. Santa loves a little child. Having a nervous breakdown at 6. Family is funny, though. Family's funny. My wife says, man, please give it up for my wife. She is an amazing woman. If you feel it on, just go by and shake her hand and thank her for marrying me.
You're welcome.
I knew early on that we were going to work out because my wife, she comes from a family full of doctors, and I come from a family full of patients. So I knew it was a match made in heaven. Now, she and I had a conversation a few weeks ago about inheritance. You know, when a family member passes and they say, you know, you get money, you get land, and you get a house. And I'm like, man, that's a great idea because in my family, when somebody passes, like, you get diabetes, you get high blood pressure, you get death. But man, in her family, they got will. In my family, we got wants. You won't get money, you won't get land, and you won't get the house. And you won't get to retire, ever. You will work until the day you die. Well, I'm afraid that the only thing I'm going to inherit are my parents' 2 dogs. Now, I love those dogs, but I don't want them dogs. They got the nerve to name them dogs Timmy and Daisy. Timmy and Daisy. Now, what black folks still got dogs named Timmy and Daisy? Can I get a dog named Tupac? Can I get a pup named Ray Paul? Timmy and Daisy. And you know, I love these dogs, but these dogs are old. They messed up by this point. These dogs have been through Jim Crow, the turbulent 60s, Reaganomics, the crack epidemic, 9/11. Poor Daisy, she's this plump hound and who only has one functioning leg, so when she moves, she looks like she's breakdancing. It's like, and then poor little Timmy, he's this little terrier, right? Little bug dog running around with an eye patch and a smoker's collar. A couple years back, Timmy had a tracheotomy. So he had this little microphone, so when he barks, it's like, bow wow. I love y'all Second National. But before I go, I have a bone to pick with you Second National. Uh-oh. 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 It's 2015, going into 2016. I think it's about time we stop lying to our kids. Now, every year, kids come to the association, youth night, they sing, they dance. Nowadays they dance. And you know, we're blessed. For the most part, our kids are talented kids. They can sing, they can dance. But there are a few kids who we can maybe encourage to explore other avenues. I'm saying this because when I was a kid, I knew singing was not in the cards for me, man. I knew I was not a singer. But every year, we would show up to the association and sometime during the week, we would run into the youth president at that time, Arthur Green. And he would be like, Jonathan Boyd, I see you Saturday night, right? And my brother would look at me, he'd be like, I guess we gotta go. So we would show up on Saturday, and we would sing with the kids, and we were miserable. So one year, I decided, okay, I'm gonna bring my saxophone. That way, I don't have to sing. So we show up on Saturday at 6 o'clock, lined up. I got my saxophone, my brother's with me, and we lined up at 6 o'clock, right? And we behind the Scott White family. Now, I don't know if you remember the Scott White kids back in the 90s, but they would roll down from Pennsylvania in one car, it'd be like 1,000 of them in one car. And they would line up in the Best Western, Lee Jackson, Winchester, Virginia, and they lined up all the way out the door, all the way up back through the Apple Blossom Mall. So we lined up behind them, waiting to march in. And so the music starts, and, you know, we start to rock a little bit, and we begin to march in. And Jimmy Porter's up at the choir stand talking about, come on, Saints, brother, sing, y'all. Like little Kirk Franklin. So we march in. About 2 hours later, we finally sit down. So they start calling up all the youth groups one by one, and all the youth groups go up, and they sing a song or two, and then they sit down. So finally they call me up. We're going to have a selection from Brother Johnson from Shiloh. I go up with my saxophone, I'm all nervous. I stand in front of the microphone, and I say, I will attempt to play for you this evening a selection. I'm a little pretentious. I will attempt to play for you this evening a selection. Just a closer walk with you. And that's how I was down to the entire song. Sounded like a dying mule. But then, y'all was out there, line congregation out there talking about, you play that song, Jake, you sound good. Sound good. So, and then there was this deacon on the side who didn't know the words of the song, but he's trying to sing along with me. You know, they're like, just a talk to me. So years go by, and American Idol comes to television. And I used to watch American Idol all the time, right? And you see these kids come up before Randy and Simon and Paul, and they would mess these songs up. And Simon would try to tell them that song was rubbish. And them kids would argue with Simon. They'd be like, no, Simon, I can sing. I know I can sing. I've been singing in church all my life. And I was like, oh, no. Their congregation lies, too. And I saw myself standing in front of Simon, Paul, and Randy with my saxophone talking about, I will attempt to play for you this evening a selection entitled Santa Loves the Little Children. And Simon would be like, that song was rubbish. And I'm like, no, Simon, you're rubbish. You don't understand, man. I got a lot on my mind these days. Kaboomba locked up. Imani got shot last night. She was just sitting there home trying to watch Empire. Anyway, thank you all so much. That was a great question.
Do you guys smell that? All that white privilege? It smells so good. It's like victory. I paid my bills with ease. That's right. My name's Chaz, and you can tell by my glow, I just met a man. He's tall, and he's funny, and he's white. Yes. That's right. I'm taking him right by the hand, and we're going right into that Starbucks. Just to browse. Oh, I see you have a Kwanzaa section. Nice. I guess that day seminar worked. Take him with me to my college campus. Hold my books, Jacob. I feel so tired. Reading makes me sleepy. I'd like to walk around. in the mall without a bullet in my backside. That'd be nice. Come along, Jacob. Let's go. I did tell him, though, seriously. I said, I want to take your big, hot, white privilege and rub it all over my credit score. 735, 748, 789. Oh, I'm going to get a certified pre-owned BMW, no money down, and a low APR. Oh! Thank you for letting me finish. My mother's advice, she's like, you're 41 now, and if at first you don't succeed, you go out there and get you a white man. And I did it, and I'm going to make it work, because with his white privilege and my black girl magic, we could rule the world. Thank you, Meghan Markle. I guess I should probably have higher aspirations than just hoping a white man would allow me to use his white privilege like an umbrella in the sun against racism. So I have decided I want to live like my sheroes. Angelina Jolie, Julia Roberts, Madonna. Because they don't just have white privilege. They have ultra-white privilege because they're rich. But they're not even satisfied with that amount of privilege. No, 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 that's not good enough for my sheroes. They go all the way over to the dark continent of Africa and pick up that little white power. They dust that little bugger off, take it with them wherever they go. Beverly Hills, Dubai, United Nations meetings. They could do whatever they want, say whatever they want. It's like a superpower. I wonder how those Africans feel, though, when celebrities treat Africa like Old Navy. They get off the plane. Oh, welcome to Africa. We are so happy you have come to visit. Here is your burlap sack. We do have a buy one, get one free special. And our policy is if you can catch them, you can keep them. Donation strongly implied. See you at the register. I wonder how they feel when they see Madonna coming down the hillside in her tricked out limousine, bumping her music. We can do what we want. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Bitch, I'm Madonna. I wonder if those Africans are like, oh, it is hot. Oh, oh, it is Madonna again. Oh, Mfutu, go and hide the small children and bring me my onesie and my pacifier. Maybe she'll take me this time. Food, food, Mama Madonna, food, food. So cute. But see, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go to Africa and get me a black baby because the only thing I'm going to get is us shot. Lumfutu. We have a situation here. There seems to be a very aggressive black female holding a weapon inside of a blanket. A weapon? Oh, no, officer. This is my son. We have a very aggressive female waving wildly a gun in a blanket. A gun? No, 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 officer. He's not a gun. He's just really small and black. He's from Africa. Shots fired. Black woman down. Just for having a baby, a sweet baby. So the holidays are coming, and happy Kwanzaa, everyone. I don't celebrate Christmas. I hate Christmas. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. You know why? It's too many white people. It's too cold. And I can't be sitting on Santa's lap. He can't handle all this, okay? Naughty. I ain't getting nothing for Christmas. So I decided I'm going to celebrate Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is for my people. It starts a day after Christmas. The discounts. Which, maybe the Jewish people, we lucked out on that one. That one probably belonged to Hanukkah, being the day after Christmas. Those discounts, it's like 80% off. That's ours now, thank you. Our music is better, and our colors are red, green, and black. Okay, we get all those extra candles that y'all didn't use, okay? And we worship our Lord and Savior, Loshon. He saves us from ash. Thank you, Loshon. And as I leave today, I would like to share one of our carols. On the third day of Kwanzaa, my true love gave to me three girls a twerking, two for one, cigarillos and some lotion for my knees. Happy Kwanzaa, Chaz.
It is time again, once again, to update the news, get me the latest what's going on here, right from the head of the desk and right there for you, but keeping it in, this is your host, Matt Duke. This is your host, Matt Duke, and heading into the news, we're going to go into wishing everybody a happy Kwanzaa, a happy new year, and everything else.
Well, the holidays are approaching, and here to talk about the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa is Tim Meadows.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Kwanzaa begins on the day after Christmas and ends on New Year's Day. Among the symbols we use to celebrate Kwanzaa are the makika, the mat, the kanara, candle holder, and several ears of vibunzi, corn. And, of course, the kikombi cha umoja, the communal cup of wine or juice. And in this case, wine. But perhaps I can best explain the meaning of Kwanzaa through song with the help of the Kwanzettes.
All right. This is for the ladies. Santa Claus is come and gone, but don't be sad and blue. Coming, and soon you'll be coming too.
Yeah.
Tell that fat old bearded dude he's living in the past. He only knows who's bad or good, but I know who's been nasty.
Hey, Kwanzaa, tell me what you gonna give me.
I brought you lots of gifts, girl.
Oh, come on, Kwanzaa, tell me what you gonna give me.
Promise to rock your world. My gifts to you will symbolize our African unity. A makika mat, some corn, some wine, and a booty full of me. Kwanzaa was founded by Dr. Maulan Karinga. And like the spirit of the holiday, I plan to get up all in ya.
Hey, Kwanzaa, tell me what you gonna give me.
Don't you understand what Kwanzaa's about?
Hey, Kwanzaa, tell me what you gonna give me.
Look at my eyes and listen to my mouth. Umuja, Kuji Jaguila, Ujima are the first three Kwanzaa dates.
Speak the truth.
It's also the sound of the bed springs while sweet, sweet love we make.
That's right.
The last 4 days of Kwama, Aujama, Nia, Kuumba, and Imani.
Imani.
The next day, tell all your friends about my sexy Kwanzaa party.
There's no booty knocking that you feel a stocking.
Kwanzaa's about giving, not getting.
If you want a setup, better bring your letter.
I've got corn, I've got bushels of corn.
Give it all.
Come on now, listen, Kwanzaa, this is Kwanzaa, not Black History Month. You know, don't be enslaved by the past, baby. Break those chains, you know? Listen, why don't we just take my makika mat, some wine, some corn, your $20, and go back to my place and get an early start on this Kwanzaa celebration. How about it?
That's right.
All right.
calling you in?
Yes.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Just to let you know, at 28 half past the hour, we are still doing it still on NSF News Radio. All right, everybody. All right, welcome back. We are back in the city, and we are always showing people silly for your people in real. Yo, we just want to let you know we love ya. And we keeping it real for you and keeping it tuned in and keeping it coming funky. Let's get back into the music. Everybody want to wish you a happy Kwanzaa this day. We're just keeping it, trying to keep it real. Don't forget to tune in every week. Kofi is out there. Remember, hashtag Kofi. Just Google the name, hashtag KFOI. Kofi's there. And don't forget about the new John NSF TV network that's coming into place. We want to make sure you know you're keeping tuned in right there for you. Yes, you know, we get up in our blunders and going and up. You know what? We need somebody to help us level our heads, our way of thinking, definitely to inspire us in this day and time with the COVID going on. We want to let you know that, you know, please check your information out. Find out where the vaccinations and all the solutions coming from. Research it. What are the side effects that come along with it? Because, you know, this is just something that's really new to us as a human society. I would just say American, but no, this is a worldwide pandemic. So therefore, you know what? As a human society, we need to be able to understand what this disease is truly about, how it came to play, and who, what, where, and why needs to be answered. As you know, our so-called glorious or exponentially or whatever you want to call him, leader or whatever, I wouldn't call him a leader. And, you know, because of that, you know, but, you know, he has delayed the Senate and the House passed bill for relief, which is going to affect everybody, you know. But we're going to try to keep everything going on for you and keeping it here past the hour. We're going out here for you, doing it nice, doing it tight, and keeping it right always. Play it right, play it tight, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just do it just like we always try to do. Keep you laughing on the radio, the comedy hour. Yeah. So, you know, but, you know, we doing, and we try our best to do it. Like I said, don't forget to tune in every week with Brother Kofi, man. And, yo, when Brother Kofi speaks, the world's got to listen.
Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua. Y'all come along like y'all to Elohim. Y'all come along like y'all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bruh. Come along.
Your soul, the speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squad, you know, trust me, they are the best. You know, I know they're some of my best friends. But anyways, I was wanting everybody to know we're getting that time. We're doing it short today. Nothing really long out, drawn out today. So we'll be just keeping it real. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody. Anybody, please call us, support, get on to the news, find out what's going on, and let us know. All right, you can call us at 1-800-903-2096. That's 1-800-903-2096, and that's the National Saving Fatherhood or NSF Co. Foundation is here to help you. So listen up, we're gonna get closed out a little bit early because guess what? It's time to go home, and I am sleepy like a mother. I'm telling you right now, I am just going off on that like. You know, I have to go home. I really do, because you know, I know you, and know you're not gonna like it. Sound, it is the sound of us. That yes, I am tired, and I need to rest. So, I have to leave. I have to get going. Hey, do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Huh? Do you kiss your mother with your... That's the motto of you. That's the motto of you. Hey. Pacca faloni. E mu pazza la faccia. Eh? Mu pazza. Io sono ma pazza. E lo che c'è di me. I'm tired over here. Alright? I gotta freaking get some sleep. If I don't get no sleep, I'm awake no more. And if I don't wake no more, I'm dead. So, forget about it. I don't care what you say. You can boo me out of your life. But I do love you. So, anyway, I got to go. And, you know, like we always say, we want to say we love you. And we'll see you next week. Oh, stay tuned for part two for Kwanzaa. This is part one, 7 days. And guess what? We will have a New Year special as well. So please come on the air. Be ready. And let's get it popping with NSF Comedy Hour.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And hold the door.
You're tuned into NSF Radio.
It's funny, John. It's Silly John on NSF Comedy Hour. But you ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get there.
Like I always like to say, love and happiness. Yeah. When you wanna do right, wanna do wrong. Hi. Good night.